Dredd and Rogalski in the studio. It is time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. Lucrecia Renteria from Mendocino Coast Clinics is with us. Good morning, Lucrecia.
Good morning.
I know we got more about vaccines.
We do. We have some news from the federal government who says that starting next week, they're going to pilot a program using federally qualified health centers to help distribute and vaccinate across the country. They're choosing 250 health centers to start next week and then expand to all interested health centers across the country and expecting to reach 1 million vaccines distributed through federally qualified health centers on a weekly basis. MCC is a federally qualified health center, so we will be happy to raise our hand when it's our turn to get into that distribution line, and hopefully that will be soon within the next few weeks. Other than that, we're still getting allocations of vaccine from the county. This week across the county, only second doses were offered. So we did get Pfizer second doses into our seniors' arms yesterday at a drive-through event that we had at the Mormon Church through their parking lot. And we were able to vaccinate not only the 320 people that we had originally vaccinated in that event, but we did draw up extra doses, which is, you know, you never know exactly if you're going to get 5, 6, or 7 out of those Pfizer vials.
Yeah.
But we were able to draw up extra doses, and I think that we ended up vaccinating about 375 people.
Wow.
So those that got it for the first time, they'll get theirs, you know, a second dose in 3 weeks. And tomorrow we are vaccinating a second dose for the school faculty from both Mendocino Unified and Fort Bragg Unified and the private schools and some preschools and a couple of child care centers tomorrow at the high school gym in Fort Bragg for second dose of the Moderna. And we have planned to do 310 vaccines tomorrow. So we're excited that we're getting to second doses in people.
Yes.
We're excited that Johnson & Johnson should be coming out hopefully by the end of the month. They will be before the FDA to get approval of their single dose vaccine. And they have a lot of product already ready. As soon as they get that approval, they'll be able to send that out also.
All right. Well, it's good to hear, Lucrecia, that logically that the emphasis actually, across the country, is make sure people get that second shot so they can complete the cycle. That's good news.
Yes. It's really important for people to understand that these are multi-vial doses. So you can't just say, well, can I get mine tomorrow instead of today? We need 10 people to move if it's Moderna to a different day if you're not available at the 28 days, or we need, you know, 5 or 6 people to move to a different day if you get the Pfizer. So it affects a lot of planning, and it's really, really difficult. If you are not available at the 3 or 4 week mark when you're going to get your first dose, let that be known so that we can schedule you at a different time, because it's almost impossible to keep up with one person out of line with the second dose.
Sure. All right. Anything else you want to pass on?
Well, I just have to say, because my son doesn't listen to this live, but he does listen to the podcast, happy birthday, Benjamin. I love you and I miss you.
We won't edit that part out.
No. We'll actually bring up the volume a little bit. Lucrecia, thanks very much for being on the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the coast.